All right, hi, this is Monday Live, and this is our monthly tour of the classroom, Touch the Future, tour of the website, and this is, I'm Rebecca Thompson-Hitt, and I'm here today with Sally Deer Healy. So the two of us are going to be co-facilitating this call today. We each have our own little parts that we're going to be sharing with you, and we're also here to answer your questions. So if there's anything that you are stumped about with the classroom, the new one, or something in the old classroom, or you're transitioning, or you're just curious about this whole process, you know, we're here to help guide you and help answer those questions for you. So, Sally, do you want to get started with your part?
Do you want me to touch the future then to start?
Yeah, or the website? Are you doing the website?
Okay, I'm really doing Touch the Future. So what would you, so the new, the actual birth psychology website, Rebecca, I'm sorry. I thought that I was doing Touch the Future.
Okay. Well, why don't you do Touch the Future and then we'll do the Teachable Classroom and then we'll do it completely opposite the way
we'll
that we
do it. We'll do it opposite.
We're going to mix it up.
We're going to mix it up a little bit here.
Yeah. Or I can start with Teachable.
I'm already clicking this up, so
all right.
Let me just go ahead. Oops, I want that. Okay, so can everybody see what I've got up on my screen here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good, all right. So here's the Touch the Future website. Students who are in the PP&E program have a subscription to Touch the Future. This is Michael Mendez's website. It talks a little bit about the academy, and I personally found the background in terms of what this was all about quite interesting. It is a user-led platform, and it filters and sorts just scads of information. I mean, unbelievable amounts of information. So if you're interested in research, which we hope that you are, that you'll come here and take advantage of this wonderful site. I'll walk you through it in terms of how to look through it. It's noted for being the home of the Joseph Chilton Pierce Library, which is 50 hours, as you can read here, of streaming audio and video over 25 years. The James Prescott Library, with interviews and documentaries and research. The Bev Boss Library, I spent some time talking to Michael Mendez about this the other day, and we've got some new fun things coming for this. And so this is early childhood, and she's an early childhood and parenting educator. There's the Keith Buzzel Library, The Nature of Self is Image, and the Krishnamurti Library, Highlights of World-Renowned Teacher Insights. So it's got 8 departments, and you can see them listed here, developmental departments. Just lots and lots of information that's here. So I want to just give you an overview. You can see the libraries are here on the side. So under Joseph Chilton Pierce, there's the intro and ages and stages and going through. Here's James Prescott, Bev Boss, Keith Buzzel. So, and then we have the departments are listed here. So pregnancy, birth, and bonding. Michael does a lot with imagination and play. He has a book out on play that I'm sure is somewhere here on the website. Athletics, wellness, classroom, and here's the audios, and then interviews. So there's a few features that are particularly of interest here. One of them is being able to go, let me just go back to home here. And looking at searches. So again, if we go to the Academy, sorry, I'm not getting my link here and my computer's running a tad slow. In terms of searches. So going to under Academy here, if you go to the advanced search option,
I just can't.
In this particular option, you can either. You can search under author. So as you can see here, there's a number of authors. And it's not just the ones we've mentioned. Barbara Van Dyson is here, Barbara Lowe Fisher, Bev Boss, I mentioned before. Dacia Navarez, Ina Mae Gaskin, Jean Pavardi Baker, all sorts of wonderful people in here. Joseph Mercola, Marcy Axness, Nancy Verrier. So there's a number of men and women who are Suzanne Arms who are offered in here. Robbie Davis Floyd, who's an anthropologist. So you can go by author, you can go by theme. And as you can see here, they're all alphabetized, and there are a number of different themes that are here. So if you're interested in learning styles or male vulnerability or midwives, mirror neurons, just in the M section here, you can see that there's a number, women's rights, women in general, unconditional love, all sorts of things. So you can either search by author or theme, or you can search by both. So if you go to the Joseph Chilton Pierce Library, for example, here's one on capacities. If you click into this, bear with me while my computer's finding this here, capacities, you can see that there are 22 insights in here on amazing capacities and self-inflicted limitations, which come from his book, Cracking the Cosmic Egg. Let me just come down to Bev Boss here a second. There's an introduction of her, but also video programs. And one of the things that Michael is currently doing is he is putting together prepackaged sequences. And one of the prepackaged sequences he's going to be doing is on Bev Boss's work. So what his plan is to be able to offer these to people. She's done over 6,000 workshops to preschool teachers and has this entire library devoted to her here. He's going to do a breakfast with Bev. And so people would get a 3-minute posting on a daily basis and get a clip in, or weekly basis. I'm not sure which one it was going to be. But anyway, there'd be a 3-minute posting with a transcript and musing. He's got about 45 clips and figured that this would take, so it is daily, about a month and a half to do. So you can sign up, and he's offered to prepackage some of these sequences, highlighting pre and perinatal issues and birth and bonding for us as well. So these are things to come in the Touch the Future Academy. If you come down to departments, you can see here too, here's one on Awakening Intelligence. So different departments have information, as I'm waiting for, again, this to pull up. Way too much on my computer this morning. So here's one by Frank Wilson, The Hand, How It Shapes Language. It's a little covered over there. And epigenetics, Marion Diamond's work on the adapting brain, Darcia Navarez's work here on neurobiology and morality. If you come down to audios, let me do David's here. We'll do this. So there's a number of audios. So each one of these little click-in pieces here, and you can look at them for the thumbnail versions of what they're about. Here we have David's Limitations of Thought interviews. Here's a couple of recordings here. And Michael also wanted me to make a specific point of telling everyone about interviews. So we have the different libraries, we have the different departments, we have the different audios, and then here we also have interviews. So there's a number of interviews. Anytime it's a blue, highlighted in blue, that is a direct link that you can go to and listen to any of these. So here's interviews, here's essays, and these are offerings from the video series. So you can go down here and just see under this list of interviews, the number of interviews that are available by lots of different people skilled in this area, even one by Ralph Nader about the corporate exploitation of children. So all of these things are incredibly useful for our PP&E students as resources of information for people who have done some quite seminal work in the field. And this is one of Michael's books, Magical Parent, Magical Child. And so if you're interested in that particular book, you can go here. And Playful Wisdom, he's got some other things. But these are just, some of these are going to be required for your PPNE work because you're going to want to go back. All of the ones that are, as far as I am aware, have been loaded into the teachable classroom already so that you do not have to come to Touch the Future separately. That being said, please avail yourself of the amazing amount of research that is available on this website. And if anybody has any questions while I'm still here, I'm happy to go back and revisit one of these bits. Does anybody have any questions before we move forward to the next part? So remember, over 100 indexed interview hours and lots of other offerings here. So
it's amazing. There's so much here. There's so much. I went in and, you know, just like started clicking and I'm never going to get through this library. It's amazing the body of work that he has created.
Right.
I mean, just absolutely amazing. So yeah, absolutely. Please get yourself into that Touch the Future if you haven't. And if you're having trouble, you know, let us know and we'll troubleshoot it with you. I know Sally had trouble this morning. So
yeah, it happened. You know, sometimes technology is not a perfect science. And especially when things are, you know, translating and we've been moving a lot of things over. But this is the page, this is your go-to page right here where you see all of these things listed on the side. This is the page you want to be on. And so, you know, if you have any issues, let me know. I'm happy to do the same thing that Rebecca suggested and screen share and try to figure out, you know, help you look up things. I come from a background of helping students do research and write research papers. So I'm a bit of a research junkie, and I'm very, very happy to get on this Touch the Future site with you and show you around if you're looking for something in particular. We'll find that together if you're having trouble. So,
great. Thank you, okay. Sally. And Burl's comment was, it's really wonderful. Each page is a treasure. And I couldn't have said it better myself. So fantastic. So now let's move to... Hang on, let me make sure I'm on the right page. So I had opened Weebly also. All right, here we go. I think it'll be okay. Can we get there? Okay. Can you all see the classroom? Okay. So this is actually I'm an admin on the account, so you see a little bit more than you would on yours, but right now we're looking at it as someone who is logged out. So if you are logged out, you will see featured courses, but you won't be able to access them. It'll tell you to enroll. If it's telling you to enroll, then and you are already enrolled, click here, and it will ask you to log in. So that part is important. And Karen, your question about, wait, I'm having trouble logging in, I'll help you with that. But I just wanted to show you, when you're logged out, it looks like this. So you can see each of the modules, the content, but you can't click on anything. So this is a great way to show somebody else what the classroom is. If you've got a friend who is really interested in the course and you just want to point them in this direction, there's a lot that you can share with them just this way. So the login information will always be the same. What I sent in the newsletter or the email that I sent out and what I just added into the frequently asked questions is to make sure that you write down your password, whatever it is. You got to decide what your password was. It can be the same as the old classroom. You don't have to make it difficult. There's no reason to be complicated about all of this. It will use your email, which we have on file. So we had a problem where we had a misspelling of an email and that person didn't get an invite. So if you feel like you should have gotten an invite and you didn't, let me know. This is then what you see as a logged in user. Now I have completed module one. So I can click on any of these now, but it's gray. And the reason that it's gray is because I have finished it. And so over on this side, you are going to have a menu for the module that you're in, that you're working on. And what I did, and what I want to show you really quick here, is this complete and continue up at the top. And I did make a video about it because we had a lot of questions about people who were in the old classroom and they came to the new one and they went, oh my gosh, my work isn't here. And so, so what I suggested you do is open up each page. And then it'll say complete and continue. And when you click that, it goes from this circle where there's half black, which says that you've opened it. And if you click out of it, if you just click back, it will keep it like that. So let's say that you want to make sure you come back to that. Just leave it like that. Don't click complete and continue. And then it will leave it like this so that it's kind of flagged for you. See, now I'm 89% complete. But you can click through each one of the pages just like this. And when you click through each of the pages, then it will show 100%. So I'm just going to do it really quickly. 100%. Look at me. I am really amazing. So there is choosing a mentor information is right here. I need to update because Kate just decided she's not taking mentees right now. She's full. But in here, and I want you to see this, you know, the materials that are required are here. The learning objectives are here. Choosing a mentor, which is now a really important piece. You can't actually submit your first essay until you have chosen a mentor. So the very first thing that you need to do is come to this page, and you can see all of the mentors right here. And I'll take Kate out since she's no longer accepting mentees. That just happened. But you can see and you can read about each one. And so we ask you to just choose someone who either has a similar interest as you do, or who maybe you feel like would be able to teach you something that would really complement what you're trying to do. And if you're really stuck, let us know, and we can maybe point you in the direction of someone who may be able to help you. The procedure here is that you then email Sally. And if you take a look right here, we tried to make it so easy and put everything all in one spot. So Sally's email is here. Sally, you have to put the spaces, you know, take out the spaces right here. But Sally at researchedu@birthpsychology.com. Her email is throughout this. And all of the modules have this need help. So if you need technical help, you're stuck here, you can email me. Here's my email. And just put in the message, technical help. You know, just do something for me. And then contact Sally. There's her email. And if it's something that's urgent, just put urgent in the email, the title of the email, so that we can see that. We both get hundreds of emails every day, and we only work about 10 hours a week. Well, as we're supposed to, we all are working more than that. But if it's something really urgent, we really want to make sure that we're supporting you, and we don't want it to get lost in our inbox. And please, if you don't hear back from us within a day or so, email us again. Sometimes something happens, we don't get the email, something happens, we want to make sure that we are following up. So Karen's question, if you had a mentor, do we have to notify you? No. If you already had a mentor, so this is really for people who are just beginning the program, if you already have a mentor, we have that already set up and on a list. And as long as you know who your mentor is, that's the information that you need to be able to submit your essays through this system.
Rebecca? Yes. I have a question as well, and this may be helpful to others. If you're already in the system and you have not had a mentor, mm-hmm. because we do have some students that are the mentor is not listed for them. When they come to the new classroom, they're going to have to choose a mentor before they continue to submit the rest of their essays.
Correct.
Correct. I'm not sure, you know, if they haven't turned in work yet or who's been looking at their work. Sometimes Kate looked at some of their work and they didn't really have a mentor.
Right. Right. Because, and I'll show you just a second how that works. But yeah, so if you are a student who's maybe even been with the program for a while and you're really trying to move through it right now, you need to come to this first place in module one. And you need to see who the current mentors are, and you need to email Sally so that we can get that information updated. And then you will know how to complete this form. So the information is all in here. Thank you for that question, Sally. I really do appreciate that. The information is all here. They're all in individual modules. I wanted to show you this too, because this was another question that we were getting. So this is the PDF of David Chamberlain. And I'm not sure why that's there right now. But if you scroll down, so you can read the whole article. And then if you want to download it, the download link is just right here. So all you need to do is just click this and it will download onto your computer. I know some people, like Sally, when she was going through the program, downloaded all the information, printed it out, and put it in a notebook. And so if you're one of those students who just wants to be organized in that way, then that's how you do it. There is a download button here as well, but we have set it up here so that all you need to do is just click that and it should just download. Sorry, I got to move my Zoom window around so I can see the information. So the comprehension quiz in the old classroom, look, yay, I got 20 out of 20. In the old classroom, you could take a quiz more than one time. And you didn't have to do anything to do it over again. If you don't pass, which is, I believe it's an 80%. Is that right, Sally?
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't pass, then you need to send me a message and let me know, and then I can reset the quiz. They don't have it set up right now so that even I can do it. I have to actually message Teachable for them to reset it. So, and that's totally fine. So if you need to redo it, if English is your second language or third language and you need to go through the questions and then you need to take it again, and that's just your process, just let me know and we'll get it reset for you. But then the quiz scores are automatically recorded in our system. And so I saw that there was a question a second ago, but I can't see it again. Do you see it, Sally?
Hang on. No, because it's...
Yeah, I don't know why, because I'm sharing my screen.
I've lost my screen share thing. Let me...
Okay, I will get to the question in a second. I'll stop sharing in a minute, and then I'll be able to see it. So I wanted to show you the essay because this part is important and it's different. So we just added, in the last couple of months, projects. So before it was an essay, and in the old classroom, it says, it was a couple of sentences. We upgraded it to a couple of paragraphs, and now the essays are really meant to be much more involved, and they're meant to really help you to integrate materials and really to up the standards for our program. And so now it's a minimum of 2 to 3 double-spaced pages incorporating a critical analysis of the information and citing resources. It's back.
Rebecca, can I speak to that for just a moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is something, one of the things that Rebecca and I have been working on is we're going to have a resources for mentors page on our website, and we're going to have a resources for students page on our website. And within that resources for students page, we're going to have things like, what's a critical analysis? How do you write a critical analysis? We don't want anybody to get put off or freaked out by any of the terminology. And critical analysis means that you're reading it with, it's not critical as in picking out what's wrong with it, but really looking at it from a wider perspective and really thinking about what the material says. So you're reading it, and maybe you come from a particular background that you're really looking to look at these materials that will help you in your job that you're doing now or a job that you'd like to do with your PPNE certificate. And so, you know, when people are looking at these, I come from a background in birth, right? Birth and mothering information. And so, you know, a lot of times I look at these, well, how does this apply to something I've done before or something that I want to do? And so when we're asking you to pull out 3 points, what are the 3 points that either excited you or that you had questions about or maybe you disagreed with? And then bring in additional research out there and sources, and then really like think about it. It's a way of a critical analysis means a way of comprehensively thinking about what you're reading. So that is the idea. And when you bring in outside sources, you're able to see not only what you're reading here, but then to be able to compare and contrast that to other information that's what's out there. So it really does become kind of a thinking document that you're putting together. And then the other projects, as Rebecca said, we know that not everybody is a writer, right? Writing is not, like, English may not be your first language. Writing may not be your first communication tool.
Choice, yeah.
So we've offered now, which is fantastic, a lot of other options. If you're, artistically inclined, then we've given you some examples there. And I have actually some sources that you can look at this. A movement project, poetry. Rebecca, can you scroll down? Because I can't hear in the terms. I'm seeing it. We're multitasking.
Yes.
case studies. If you're in a professional field now and you need to, you know, you're familiar with a case study or you'd like to be able to write up case studies, you can do that too. And the idea is that you can express yourself in the way that you feel most comfortable with or that you feel best represents what you'd like to say based on that particular module. So you can do an essay for one, an art project for another, a presentation for another. So we're giving you lots and lots of options for being creative at the same time that you're really embodying the material. Thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah, thank you for explanation and expansion, because, you know, I just had a meeting with one of my mentees this morning. She's just starting the program, and we were looking at this idea of, you can choose for each module. There might be something that makes more sense for you. She's working on a big project in India. So, and integrating the information into their center and into her work with obstetricians. And so there may be something that really makes sense for her. It might make more sense to do a research paper for one, or it might make more sense to do a presentation for one, for something they're presenting for students or, okay. All right, so I wanted to show you this other piece because this is different. So when you have your essay or your project, you'll write on this same page. So it's the same page that we have the essay, needed essay project. Down at the bottom it says fill out form. And so you put your name, your email. It needs to be the same email that you have in the program. That makes it easier for all of us. And then it says, please select your mentor. And so all of the mentors are here, even if they're not accepting mentees right now. And so you would select your mentor, click that, and which module you are submitting. This actually helps. Yes, we're in module one right now, and so it doesn't automatically select that, but it's actually really important, one, for the mentor, and two, for our tracking. This is how we keep track of which essay you've submitted. So you select it, and then you upload your file. So it can be a PDF, it can be a Word document. It just needs to be uploaded here. And then you just press submit. Then it automatically is sent to me and to your mentor. And then your mentor gets it, reads it, and then their email has something that clicks, and then they submit your grade. So it's going to be much quicker, because before I was having to go in and pull the essays out, and I wasn't getting to it as quickly as I wanted to. Even if I got to it once a week, sometimes an essay will have been sitting there for a week before it gets to the mentor. So this takes that middleman out of this particular process. It goes automatically to your mentor, and then your mentor will message, and you will get an email back that says your grade, and that had any feedback. So there's a place for your mentor to leave you comments, and we really are encouraging that. There's a rubric that we are beginning to implement as a requirement for our mentors to evaluate these projects, so that there's a systematic way to go about this. And then they may return that. They may have edited your essay that you wrote, and they may have specific feedback for you. You're going to be getting that as well. And then if you have any questions about the PPNE program, they should be sent to Sally. So again, technical questions are for me. Any other program questions need to go to Sally. And if you want a copy of the rubric, you can email Sally. It is also, it will be in here if it's not in here already. I know I've got a section I put it in, I need to double check on that. So I'm going to make a note really quick. I know I put it in the mentor area. So I will be adding that as well. Was there anything else I wanted to show you here? I need to move all of this now so that I can see my toolbar. There we go. Okay. Now I'm back here. And all right, when you get to the last, this is one other thing I want to show you. When you get to the last module, I'll show you Monday Live too, but I wanted to show you this. When you get to the module 11, this is something that we've also added. See, this is, I haven't done it. I haven't clicked through these. I haven't done this one yet. So here's the content. And then at the end, it says the process. This is something new. Congratulations. Awesome. You have, you believe that you've met the requirements. You believe you've taken all the quizzes and you've turned in all of your essays and you have completed the material. Congratulations. So I think I'm ready to graduate. You put your name in here, your email, your mentor, and then you believe that you have completed all the requirements. You click I agree and then submit. This lets us know that you think you're done, which allows us to then follow up and make sure that we have everything on file that's completed, and then that will help facilitate this process of graduation, because we've had some people who have finished and then there's been a delay because we haven't known that you have finished everything, and so we just eliminated that. This allows us, it allows you to be the proactive one. It allows you to say, hey, I'm done. I think I'm done. And it lets Sally know right away. And it lets me know right away. And then that way we can make sure that that gets taken care of as quickly as possible. There is also a prompt just to show you at the top here. Let your mentor know that you're almost done. There's a prompt at the top of each module that invites you to connect with your mentor if you haven't already. If you didn't connect specifically over your essay, this is the opportunity. Hey, I'm getting ready to start module 6. I just wanted to let you know. That will help your mentor track where you are, your progress. Just check in. Do you have any questions? Are you stuck? And there are some different prompts depending upon the module. We tried to vary it a little bit, to let you know, but then we made it really easy. Look, here's the mentor emails in case you need that information to help you contact. And again, each one has our emails so that if you need help, this is where you go. And it reminds you of what my job is and what Sally's job is for this part of the program. So I wanted to show you one more thing. It's pretty easy to navigate. What you'll see is a menu like this, and you can click any one. You can get an overview of what each one is if that's helpful to you. If you've already done modules 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the old classroom, if you want to, you can click through like I was showing you with the complete the module. You don't have to, but it may be a nice visual. Look at all I've done. It may be really helpful for you. But you can start on module 5. We have all of your information tracked, so you don't need to worry that it's not showing up here. You don't have to retake the quizzes. You don't have to resubmit the essays. Start wherever you are if you're already an existing student. The other thing is that you will have access to Monday Live. And right now we have Monday Live, February, March, April, and then today is the 1st of May, so we'll be adding in May. All of these lectures are here and ready. So I'll go into Nina just so you can see. So each one has information about the presenter, and then you'll see the video here. And these particular ones you can download. All of them are not necessarily downloadable. This one has an audio. Most of them do. I think all of them do. And then some of them will have the PowerPoint that you can either look through or that you can download, depending upon the person's request. But downloading is just clicking the link. If it doesn't have a download, then for some reason there, we don't have permission. And that's why. Or if you just want to ask a question, hey, why can't I download this? Send me an email. But that is all of the Monday Lives are going to be here, and we're going to be adding in the previous Monday Lives from September through January for Series 3, and then we're going to be moving backwards and adding Series 2 and Series 1. Series 2 and Series 1 are not included in current PPNE students, but if you look at them and you're really interested, you would be able to purchase them. If you already purchased them, then we'll make sure that you have access to those as well. So, I mean, it's just such a wealth of resources and information, so definitely take the time to go in and listen to these recordings if you didn't make them live. They're really phenomenal. There is also free content, which we're going to be building out. This anybody can join, so you don't have to be a student here. We have right now the Birth Psychology Month. All of the presentations were uploaded here so that anyone can see them. Those were open and available for everybody. And we'll be adding in some other things, like there's a test module. So if someone is interested in the program, that they'll be able to come here. It's not moved over yet. We've got so many things that we're moving. That's not done yet, but that is coming as well. So we'll be adding in different free things on this page. And it's a great place to send people just so you can help them understand a little bit more about what PPN is. Karen's other question about Weebly versus Teachable. So this is Teachable, and Weebly is, did you move with me? Can you see my new screen? The Birth Psychology Month here. Okay, so this is a different site. This is the Weebly site, and the Weebly site is just another place that we've been putting information. This is actually one of Kate's site. I think she bought it. I think she pays for it. She just got, you know, she was having some trouble keeping information updated, and she wanted to be able to add in information and materials. So this is the Weebly site. So we don't use it a whole lot, but there is stuff here. And it's just classroom news, weebly.com. And this particular page is the Birth Psychology Month. But there is other information in here. But we're going to be moving a lot of this information over to the Teachable Classroom as well, just so everything is in one spot. That's really what we're working on right now, is just consolidation and just getting everything in one spot where it's easy to find and easy to use. So
another point, if I could bring it up, is we're streamlining information. Before, students, new students that signed up would get a welcome email, then they'd get a letter from me, then they'd get something else, and they were getting things from a lot of different sources. And so what we've been doing is we've been streamlining all of that so that you get very targeted, simple things from us, very clear explanations, but without a lot of redundancy. And we felt that that was really important to do. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, because I think it's appropriate here, is we are actually creating a 12th module. And the 12th module is going to be support and help and healing. And so it's going to be resources for support and help and healing and grounding as people are going through the other 11 modules. So that's currently being developed. It's something new that's been proposed, and we've determined that it's a really good idea. So I will be creating that. And if you have any suggestions for what you'd like to see in that module, please email me privately, and I will entertain every single one of your thoughts and your suggestions.
Great. Great. And Elizabeth had a question. For those of us who have started the program almost 2 years ago, how can we access the Monday Live lectures from previous years? So as we move those over, so right now they're still in the old classroom, and you still have access to the old classroom. And we're not taking those down. We're going to be moving everything over. And then what we'll do is we'll figure out who has been in the program for a while, and then we will get you access to those things. And then we will also have a place for graduates where you can continue to access the materials. So it'll be the same, all of the same content again, so that you can... sorry, like a question came in and I saw it. So you can still access all of the same information that you had in the program, and then you'll be able to continue accessing the information that was given to you. So Monday Live, whatever the ones that you were active in when you were a student, you would also continue, as far as I know, to maintain access to those as well. But you can also download the information. So that's the other piece of it. So Sandra said, Rebecca, can anyone who is interested in the PPNE program see the basic parts of the modules before enrolling? Yes. So that's what I was showing you when I was just showing you the outside the logged out view, is you can see everything that's in it, but you just can't click on it. And then there are some areas that are clickable. So like they could see the all of the materials that we're going to be covering. They could see, like we could make a little video that says, this is what this module is about, or put Shatia's video up on the top. This is one student's experience of this module. So we can put all kinds of things so that students can get a really good idea, but they can see everything that's listed on the outside without being a student, so that they can get an idea of what's covered. So that's one of the things I like about this. So, and Viral says, good idea for the healing module. So I totally agree. I think it's really important. So any other questions about the new classroom? Thank you for your questions. Great. All right. Sally, do you want to try to show us the website, or do you want me to muddle through that one?
You're talking the birth psychology website. Is that what you're talking about?
Correct, yes.
Oh, I can do that.
I thought so.
I don't have it. Let me just grab it up and run in here. One of the comments that I also made just a few minutes ago is we are very, very interested in highlighting students' work. So if you have some student work that you would like some of your work, poetry or artwork or whatever it happens to be, please let us know. We would want a release from you. I mean, simply sending us in an email saying you have permission to use my work. We don't have a formal form or anything yet. But if you would send us your work in an email and say, hey, I'd love to see my essay or my presentation or my poetry shared, we're going to have a section on the Teachable website for student work so that people can go and see what other people are doing. I think that's really important to keep you all together as a group.
Karen just asked, what's a rubric?
Oh, great question, Karen.
Excellent time.
Thank you. actually, what I can do, let me... bear with me one second here, because now I'm really multitasking. Hang on. If you have 1 minute, and because I'd be happy to do this, is actually... let me go back to this. Okay. Let me find where we are here. I have way too many screens open on my site here. Okay, if I can screen share here just a second. Let me find my... Rebecca, you're on screen sharing, so I want to...
I stopped sharing.
You stopped sharing, so I got to find my link in... I'm sorry.
Thank you for your patience.
I'm trying to find the share link here. Okay, here we are. Share screen. Let me go to... I know I have it up here. Here it is. Okay. All right. So, to answer the question, what is a rubric? This is a rubric. I come from years of work in academia. This is, or years in teaching in academia. This is something that is typically used here. And what it is it's a way for students to know what's expected of them. And it's a way for the people who are grading their work, reading and grading their work, to be able to stay on the same page, right? So it makes grading much less subjective and much more objective and much less subjective. So basically, we're looking at, you know, the degree of integration, understanding of the course material, the length and scope, the use of outside sources, coherence, making, you know, connections from one idea, and clarity, so that the reader or the viewer understands the point of the messages. You know, we're not grading in spelling and grammar, but we are looking at those things, because the idea is if you're going to be communicating to others about PPNE, that we need to be sort of mindful of those things like spelling and grammar, and also appropriate referencing of sources. So here's what we've done. The mentee's name goes in here, the assignment, so module one, whatever it is. And if the person did, here's your opportunities for your different assessments. And so in here, it's graded on a 4-point scale. So if you did exceptional, you get a 4 in, you know, going through these different things. And so under, if you did an essay, you would go all of these categories under essay and give it a grade anywhere between 0 and 4. And then you just total up all of those and divide by 8, and you use, because there's 8 categories here, and we use that as the grade that we turn in for the student. So you can see that we're grading on the same things no matter what the project is. And then what we've done down here is I've put explanations for each grading category. So if you want to get an exceptional, this is what it takes to get an exceptional. And I've also given you a link for referencing here. This is probably the best, most updated source on how to reference appropriately, how to write research papers, everything else. If you want a very good, this is what it takes to get a very good. If you want a satisfactory or fair or poor. So this tells exactly what it is. So if there's no supporting documentation like references and there's no outside sources, there's really no elaborations or explanations, and it doesn't look like students have a very good grasp of the material and they don't answer the questions, then they get a fair. So you can see that there's differing levels here. Minimal coherency, no coherency at all to get poor. So you can go through here, and this is how your mentor is going to be grading your papers, all right? And then turning in that grade, and then that grade goes to goes on to Teachable. So you can choose from any of the assessment formats, and here again it just tells you what all those assessment formats are, and some questions in the mentor comment space at the end. So at the end of the rubric there is also a place right here for mentor feedback, and this is meant to be a two-way exchange. So I'll ask my students a question, and then they'll write back and, you know, give me answers to those questions. So, you know, this exchange of comments, because that's all part of the learning process. Does anybody have any questions about this while I have this up? So this
and
is
we,
what
and we will have it in the new classroom so that you'll be able to see it, download it, look at it, and then ask questions of Sally. You have her email.
So is this student assessment rubric done between the mentor and the student?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Right. And I have also, let me see if I can do this on, I'm still on screen share here. Yes. Does my screen still showing?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I also wrote up guidelines for using the rubric here. So how to use it. And this is just a one-page document that, we're providing to mentors as well, to show them that.
So Viral has a question. Comment first. New platform looks great and well done on all the work done. Which referencing system should preferably be used? I've been using Harvard.
Oh, that's a great question. I'm familiar. I use APA, American Psychological Association. You can use my suggestion. Most journals today, and most places where you would submit any kind of material, because some people are writing things up that they might later publish. So I would choose the citation source that you are most familiar with in your discipline. That might be the three main ones that I'm familiar with are APA, MLA, and Chicago. Jean, you're on the call here. What does our JAPA journal take? What are we supposed to be, APA or MLA for JAPA?
We're supposed to be APA.
APA, okay.
Yes.
And I'm familiar with APA. So I would suggest that you probably would want to write like APA or APA. That would probably be the one of choice. And again, if you go to that website that's on the rubric, the OWL at Purdue, or just Google OWL at Purdue APA, there is everything you could possibly want to know, including samples of, you know, how do I do a journal? How do I do a book? How do I do an internet source? And they give you an example of the reference list at the end as well. So this will help you too when you want to go back and say you want to do a talk on pre and perinatal psychology, you know, focusing on some of the information on one of the modules. If you do your references when you go to prepare your talk, then you can just go back to the paper that you wrote and you have information right there and references that you can utilize to put together for your talk. So it's really, these papers are showing us you know, that you've got a grasp of the materials, but they're also meant to be useful for you as well.
There's a question from Sandra. Is there a cutoff for how well a student has to do on each module for the essay? For instance, if a student has a grade of average or a grade of average or fair, does the mentor suggest redoing part of the module?
Yes, and that's something that I'm not sure has been done before, but we would like to see, you know, just like you have to have 80% for the quizzes, that you would have what we would consider to be a passing grade. I would not consider poor or fair. That means that there needs to be more engagement with the material, maybe more conversations about the material, a deeper reading, because you're earning a certificate, just like you're earning, you know, when you go to college and you earn a degree. So we want to make sure that people who are graduating with a PPNE certificate have a solid background. And for some people, that just means that you might need more, like an office visit, right? You're welcome to come to me, too, and we can talk about things a little bit more. It may just mean that you need clarity on a particular point.
Great. So we are actually almost out of time. I don't know. I kind of vote for skipping over the other last part if anyone doesn't object. Does anybody need to see the website or?
Well, can you still see my screen?
Yes.
Here's just an overview of the website. Here's all about APA.
We can still see your rubric.
Oh, you can still see the rubric. Hang on.
You have to stop share. Now you'd have to reshare.
Oh. Sorry.
We can make this part quick. And we're almost at the point now where we're going to be able to change the links over to the Teachable Classroom. so that they'll be on the main site. We have not yet done that though, but that's probably this week. Such a complicated process.
It is. Is this coming up now?
Yes.
First Psychology website? Okay. Mm-hmm. I can see it. I'm not sure all you can see it. All right.
Yes, so
just very quickly in terms of the Birth Psychology website, member services, free services, leadership about us, join or renew, which is one, you know, you're going to want to do if you're going to get into there. And then under the join and renew category, you have your membership length. Students get a free student membership with their PP&E program. Down here is the information on the journal. And also, if you can look at membership type here and all of that information, then if you go, let me just go back here a second, go to the classroom. Here's about our certificate program, Monday Live, our professional development and the speaker series. So you can click right into there under references. There's resources, there's all sorts of information available here. And this is information on the upcoming Congress. So if you go into the educator certificate program, let me just show you this real quickly. Here it shows the different modules, you know, what they're about, your enrollment options, the course competency. And if you go into enrollment options here, you can see new student, a payment plan, extensions have changed. The board recently voted. We have a one-year extension, which now includes Monday Live and Touch the Future and a student membership. You can enroll by module. Here's what it is for individual modules.
Jean had a note here. I just want to say while you're still on the member thing is when you join or renew, please be sure to log in if you already have a user account on the website. Then make any changes to your profile and contact information to avoid creating duplicate accounts. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jean. That's a great suggestion. Yes. So you can see that everything is here and there's all sorts of, and also as Rebecca said, you know, all this is on the new classroom as well, but you can always come to the Birth Psychology one here too. Here's the same information. So all of this is here in terms of, and then we have the semantics module here and here's the overview of this. And let me just show here one more thing, if I could. The PP&E graduates page. I know I just entered some information on here for a student just last week. Once you've graduated, you can have information posted on here. These are our graduates. It says here that we do have a disclaimer. We neither endorse nor recommend, you know, whatever people are doing once they leave the program. But here, you know, I had a call from somebody, do you know if we have anybody in Spain? And I was able to go through here and say, yes, I think we've got at least a couple people in Spain. And so put your information up here and it lets people know about what you're doing. And then you can also post to current events, which I'm not sure where that is right now, but we do have, Rebecca, I'm not sure if you can help us where that is, but it's where people share what's going on, like current events with them.
Oh.
Like upcoming programs. I'm going to stop share here.
Right. I know it's there. But the last time she tried to click on it, it wasn't working. So,
okay.
But it's on that page. Viral asked if we could please say something about the PP&E semantics page.
Yes. And I'm going right back to here. Hang on. The semantics is a the semantics again. Let's share and non-share here. I need two more computers. I think this is it right here. Can you see this then? The semantics page. These are pre-recorded lectures. Actually, I have my packet sitting back here to do as well to help. For people who want to study semantics or felt sense of PP&E, it is $199 for non-members, $179 to APA members, and free to full course PP&E students. You would request enrollment through your moderator, and Rebecca, I'm assuming that is you. Is that correct?
You know, I hadn't read that, okay. But we could figure it out.
Okay. So if you are interested in doing this and you are in fact a PPNE full course student, please let Rebecca or I know, and we'll make sure that you get enrolled in that. It can be done single session, and Kate also has a set of posters. I don't see them on here. Oh, here they are. I knew they were here. Kate has, there's a poster series. I have them. I got them laminated. They're great, and you can take them when you go out and do talks. And then these are the people who are featured in and recorded in the somatic series. So Marty and Kate and Kenty and Karen and Patricia and Karen and Margaret and Sarah. Okay.
Awesome. So, one more thing. Jean said, encourage graduate members to post to the practitioner list, which can be sorted by location and yes. discipline. So thanks for that, Jean, as well. Yeah, so, great. And then Burl, I got your note. I will see what we have to do to get you added to where it is right now, because we have not moved that to the new classroom yet. So, but thank you. Thank you, Sergio. Thank you all for being here today. Thanks. Hopefully we answered your questions. It's a lot of new stuff. It's a lot of good stuff, but sometimes it can be a little bit disorienting. So thanks for hanging in with us. And this is our first time of doing this together. So thanks for bearing with us for that as well. We usually have Kate to take some of these pieces, but anyway, so thank you all for being here. Thank you for your questions. Let us know if there's any other questions that you have about the PPN program, about the new classroom. And Karen, just stay. And I will take care of you right now. So just don't
worry. And somebody asked, and I can scroll up here, about reposting that website, the Purdue website, I think, Barbara. It's OWL, O-W-L, at Purdue. And what OWL stands for is Online Writing Lab. And you can go, you can do it APA, just put OWL at Purdue APA, and it'll bring up specific to APA. The problem with a lot of research citation sites is they're not kept updated. Like if you buy the book, I used to do the Lester and Lester book, it was great. But the problem is it's not updated. The OWL at Purdue is updated all the time if there's any changes. Believe it or not, somebody might make a decision as a comma is going to move from one place to another place.
That's just maddening.
But OWL at Purdue is the most updated site that you can go to, I believe, for research citation.
Great. Oh, so Viral is asking if we can type that. So it's OWL.
OWL at
like
I wrote it into the chat room there. Okay, okay, went back to her privately. Sorry.
Yeah, at Purdue. All right. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being part of our program and for your
interest. Being patient as we switch. As we have become a new department, an expanded department, and as we're expanding our services to you, we really appreciate your patience. It's been a lot of work, but we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel now. So,
yes. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, everyone.